I bought a lot in Valley Cove up here 3 years ago. And,
what is your name?
David Rattiger.
Okay, and where do you live?
I live in Salt Lake. Bought a lot up here in Valley Cove and anticipate building a home there in another year or two.
Okay.
And I got the property tax notice. There was kind of sticker shock when it tripled. And I thought, well, you know, everybody else's property has probably doubled or tripled up here too, but I don't know if their taxes have tripled. Is that true?
Well, what the thing that I think Keith is trying to explain is a year ago, the whole assessed valuation, which means the worth of our county, they were saying it was worth $2.4 billion. And now this year, the figures have come down, and they're saying our county is worth $3.5 billion. So what they've done at the county is everyone, every property owner, has had that amount of assessed value spread. Am I explaining that right, Keith?
I don't know that all people have had their assessed value, but most people that I've talked to have had to be assessed.
Well, yeah, okay, that's
fine. Isn't it also true, though, that an unimproved lot will show, will be taxed at a higher rate than...
Yeah, they don't get the exemption of a primary home.
Which is what? Maybe 50%?
55%.
55%?
We get exemptions.
Then I would expect, you know, in the next year or two, everybody else's taxes will double or triple then. When the assessments rotation comes around, is that what we expect?
This year, I think they did just about everybody.
I'd be surprised if everybody's taxes tripled then.
Well, I don't know what your assessed valuation was last year or what it is this year.
It tripled with the property valuation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your property value tripled.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, that's not anything that we've done.
Right. Did everybody else in the county? I suspect everybody else experienced the same appreciation. Is what
my
I'm saying.
My individual. Yeah. Mine went up 31%.
My husband and I own a home in Heber on a quarter acre lot, and we also own an acre lot elsewhere in the valley. And we're paying more in taxes on that unimproved lot this year.
Like triple?
I wish I had my papers in front of me. It's substantially more.
In my home, my house went down in value. My taxes went up, and my lot doubled.
Yeah.
Double.
My house isn't worth anything by this point. My lot is.
I would assume from this that the county took probably maybe a doubling in revenue out of this thing, but you're saying I just got a disproportionate share of that.
This year it looks to me like it did,
Okay.
We're sorry that we don't control what the county does. That's why Keith's been trying to explain that the amount that we increased was a smidge. And on that one slide where he said it was $241 and then $108 to the school district, so about 70% of the amount belongs to the county.
Well,
because the county is...
No, that's as a result of the assessment, not when it comes to the district.
Yeah, but we didn't, we're not the ones who did it.
Right.
Okay, I'm not explaining this right. Go ahead.
My name is Marilyn Norris. I teach at Rocky Mountain Middle School. I teach 7th grade literature, choir, and 6th grade general music. And I just want to say thank you. My literature book, and I am so sorry that I did not bring one, are about 4 years older than my students. The copyright in the books that we used last year is 1991. So we are very grateful for the textbook allocation, and I'm hoping that we get new books this year. I feel as though we've done a tremendous job working with the equipment and the textbooks that we have, and that we sent out some pretty outstanding kids, but we couldn't do it without you, and I'm very grateful. I'm terrified. I'd feel a lot better if you were all in 7th grade. This is a scary thing for me to do, to get in front of everybody and talk. But I been in the trenches now for, this is my 12th year, and this will be a good year. This will be a good year. Thank you.
For the record, Marilyn, state your address, because it is...
Oh, I was supposed to tell that. I live in Midway. My address is... Pardon?
I thought you were in Daniels.
Oh, a long time ago. But now we're at 220 West, 100 North, Midway.
Okay, we want to make sure that people understand that the ones who are commenting, you know, live here now, or have property here.
Hello, my name is Roy Stan Tassel. I'm the Vice President for the Utah Taxpayers Association. I live in Eagle Mountain, Utah, so on the other side of the mountains. And with all due respect to what's been said before, I believe that the explanation for the way the cruising taxation process works has, there have been some fundamental misunderstandings presented. The suggestion that the increase in the $7 million increase in revenues is due to increased valuation is simply inaccurate. That's why we're here this evening. The certified tax rate is designed to maintain the revenue as it was, and increases above that are what provide the 50% increase in total revenue to the district. This is not something that is a function of increased revenues or increased valuation. If, as you say, everyone's assessed valuation had gone up, then there would be the certified tax rate would have gone down even further. If this were just a function, if there are increased tax rates on one part of the valley, one part of the district, there should be accompanying decreases elsewhere, because the certified tax rate is designed to maintain revenue neutrality. That's the very basis of our truth in taxation laws. And so it is at best disingenuous for a board such as yourselves to assert that the county's assessed valuation is responsible for a 50% increase in the revenue that has been generated. That's just not the way the truth in taxation process works. If you want to justify a 50% increase in revenue, then you should do that and not assert this is somehow the responsibility of the market. There are times, certainly, and the truth in taxation process is designed to have a truth in taxation process so that you will keep up with inflation over time. But 50% in one year is certainly not what is anticipated. And I, as the association, we're certainly very disappointed that you are proposing a 50% increase, and we hope that you'll reconsider. Thank you.
Right.
Certainly.
I mean, I guess, is it okay?
Sure. Yeah. I'm happy to have the conversation.
In the notice, it says we're raising it from $14,103,000 to $21,061,000. If you take this year's assessed valuation and times it by the certified rate, you get $18,862,000. And so if we didn't have this meeting tonight, our tax revenues would still go from $14,103,000 to $18,862,000. Is that not your understanding?
That would be my understanding, but that sounds like there's two issues that I hear. One is either the county has made a mistake in the assessed valuation, or they've set the rate wrong, because the way truth in taxation is designed to work is that it is a revenue neutral from year to year. But on top of that, you are increasing the And this can only be attributed to the decisions of this board. You are still proposing a significant increase, $3 million, over what the assessed valuation, or excuse me, the certified tax rate would generate. And to assert that this is somehow not, that because they're very small decimals, that is not your responsibility, is simply inaccurate. And that's disappointing.
I stand by what I said. Our revenues would have gone from 14,103 to 18,862 without doing anything tonight. We're proposing to take it from 18,862 to 21,061. So again, the vast portion of that increase is because of the growth in the assessed valuation, and the remainder is because of the tax rate.
Well, and let me just add something to that. There was a slide, and I'm not really sure why you're disappointed, because there was a slide that said on a $300,000 home, $241 was simply the certified tax rate for 2007. $108 would be the increase.
That would assume.
So that was in a slide.
That would assume. Madam Board Member, that there were no increases elsewhere in the district. You're presenting only half the picture. The truth in taxation, as I explained earlier, is premised on a revenue neutral. And so, if there's an increase on that $300,000 home of $241, there should be elsewhere in the district a decrease of $241 in taxes. That are paid.
Right, and on this slide I've got right here, if you can see, what happens here in the difference is the assessed valuation. The market value of the home went from 200,000 to 300,000, which is what we in this valley have been experiencing for several years. And this year, it just seems to be magnified.
I understand. My house value went up by 25% as well.
Right, and that's what we're experiencing here, but we understand that we are still raising the rates. That's why this other figure is over here. We have actually gone, this is my fifth or seventh time, we have set a goal in this district to help us capture the growth. If you understand the slide at the previous part, it takes us a lot more money than that WPU that we get from the state and the state legislature to educate our children. If we do not maintain our tax rate, which is a raise, that is why there is this $108 over here. We do understand that we are raising these other rates back up to where they were last year, and the recreation, we have to raise a little higher because we have that commitment on the park. We do understand that we are making some raises, but a significant amount of what's being felt this year is coming, we feel as a board, not just from us maintaining the rates that we had last year, but because the assessed valuation has increased so dramatically. In this one year, it seems to be more significant. As we've talked to people in the last 6 or 8 weeks, it seems to be much more significant that the rate.
Appreciate your comment. I just don't know the people I know.
Thank you.
I know we asked you questions.
Thank you. I'm Pat Burke, 89 East, 600 South. I'm just wondering if the information that is on the screen is going to be made available in the WAVE or someplace where we can really see it.
Say her address again, it was 89.
She graduated from high school. I know.
Okay. Very good. If I can get that from you. Okay. Thanks, Sam.
Mm-hmm. We'll make sure that you get a copy.
Hi, Chris Smith, 600 West, 500 South, Midway. I only need a minute. I'd just like to say, as a parent of six children that are either in or have gone through the Wasatch School District, I'm very satisfied and very happy with the board and the school district and the things that you've done for my children. I indirectly work with the school district, but I am a parent. I have been here 12 years. I do pay taxes here. I have gotten a significant increase in my taxes. I built a new home this year. But those things aside, I would like to just thank the board and specifically to thank Keith for his presentation. I don't believe in my dealings with Keith that he's ever been disingenuous, and I didn't want to let that stand. So thank you, Keith, for your information and the great presentation and the numbers that you put forward today.
Robert Brown, do you want my address? Did you say?
Sure.
2785 East, 1200 South. I appreciate what the Utah taxpayer said about the truth in taxation hearing. While you may not be choosing to increase the taxes by 50%, you're definitely choosing to increase them by a substantial portion, 20 to 30%. Most people's taxes are going up, and they aren't going up strictly because of the assessment, because you could very easily have kept the rate at the certified rate or even below the rate if you did not want a tax increase. So you are the ones that are causing or allowing the increase in the tax rates. According to what I hold, also, I have a question on the 3.5% tax in, or pay increase that Keith mentioned. What is your total payroll right now, approximately? $10 million? $20 million? $70 million? I mean, your total revenue is somewhere in the area of $15 million. So can we say that, no, $20 million? So give me a figure.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, let's say $20 million. What is 3.5% of $20 million? Isn't that about
$700,000?
We spent $29 million on the salaries and benefits.
Okay, and you're saying that's going up by 3.5%.
Well, that's what it will be this year. Last
year
it was
$25 million
last year to $29 million this year.
$25 million is your payroll. I mean, your total revenue for 2008 is $41 million, right? For this year, it's $33 million.
No, it's $35 million this year.
Well, 33 is the figure I got off of your budget that I received the other day. That's anyway, it doesn't look like 2.6 million is the proper figure. It looks like it's somewhat less than that, but I don't know what the figures are. But anyway, I only got 3 minutes. Let me get into a couple of other items here. It appears to me, from looking at your budget, that you're increasing your total revenue by 23.5%, okay? Not the 50% that's in the truth in taxation, because I understand that's from the, you're doing that from the old rates, not the certified rate. If you stayed with the certified rates, this is what the tax revenue would be increasing, is the 23.5%. I think that's a correct figure, not the 50%. But your debt, which you have said is $10.95 per 100,000, you're talking about a mill rate there rather than a tax revenue. And mill rates do nothing but confuse people. We should be talking about revenues rather than mill rates, because the mill rates are per 100,000, not on the total tax. So it's kind of it's a false type of figure that makes people feel better because your tax rate per 100,000 is going up, but all of our tax rate, is that by 3 minutes already? Okay. Anyway, just let me close with this. From 2004 to 2008, your revenues for your Wasatch County or Wasatch School District have gone up 55%. 55% in a four-year period, your enrollment's gone up less than 10.
My name is Dave Kennemer. I live at 220 Pole Drive in the county. I'm new to the area, but every other place I've lived, and this, I think, is a source of some debate here, or perhaps confusion. If, because of rising property values, assessments increase and revenues increase, that doesn't constitute an entitlement to the school teachers or the policemen or those people who are paid out of taxes to an increased share in that. And so many jurisdictions have a rule that the mill rate has to be adjusted downward to accommodate the increase in assessments for it to be otherwise. They have to then announce that it is a tax increase, how much the tax increase is. And in the last place I lived, if it was more than 10% tax increase, 75% of the council had to approve it. So if you're getting more money, whether you have to go to the Truth in Taxation Forum or even hold a public meeting, to me is irrelevant. It's if you are getting more money without your needs increasing correspondingly, then that, and we're paying more taxes for it, then that requires an explanation. And I can't fault paying teachers properly or anybody else properly. I would say, as an anecdote, that There probably isn't a Fortune 500 company today outside of a few union contracts that is not passing on rising health care costs, partially anyway, to the employees. And if you don't begin that process now, you're going to have a terrible time with it in the future. And most companies have figured out how to do that in a way that's satisfactory to many of the employees through such things as high deductibles and lower contributions and so on. But the fact that your budget is going up this much is, by all measures, a sizable tax increase, and one that, I think you've done a good job of accounting how you're going to spend it. I will say again, it is absolutely wrong for you as a public official to imply that just because assessed valuations are going up, that's not an increase. I mean, you're greatly increasing your expenses as a result of that. And so it's not disconnected from a tax increase, even though you didn't pass the tax increase and conduct the assessments. You're benefiting from it by, frankly, the failure of other elements of officialdom here to adjust the mill rate down, as he pointed, to revenue neutrality. And again, I don't have a position on whether this is good or bad, but I will say that the way you have represented the fact that we don't have anything to do with the taxing increase, you're still getting the money from it, and that's what you're not standing up and committing to. That's my
question. Hi, my name's Wade Williams. I reside in Salt Lake City. I work for the Boyer Company at 90 South, 400 West. It's been interesting. I came up here after I saw your notice in the Wave and felt like taxation is a huge issue, not only for the school, but for the city and for the county. And we're a property owner in Heber City on the commercial, and we have 70 acres we're trying to develop into a mixed-use project. We believe one of your challenges with your tax base here is you really don't have much commercial. You've had all this residential growth, but absolutely no commercial growth. I've tracked your population over the last 16 years and your square footage of commercial, and it just hasn't grown. So you've got a disproportionate amount of your burden is being bared by many of the people in this room. Our goal with our project, I want to make it clear, and this is a little bit of a paid announcement, I know, but I thought this was a good venue to make people aware. We are not asking for any tax assistance. We're going to pay our full freight, and we believe it will be a great contributor to the tax base of this community. I'll be out in the hall for anybody that would like to have more information, but I wish you luck. It's a very challenging time for this county and a very challenging time as you experience this growth. It's important that you balance all of your tax revenue. Thank you.
My name is Tracy Taylor. I live at 451 North, 1300 East, and I just want to thank Boyer for showing up tonight. I thought that was really classy. My request to the school board tonight is to have on the website everything that you just showed us this evening. Also, I would love to have contact emails of every board member on the website so that parents and taxpayers and even children can email you and tell you, you know, where your money is going and how they appreciate it. I find it very hard to believe that there's no way for us to contact you without calling your homes. Email, you know, we live in the 21st century. The other thing I just want to mention is, you know, a lot of people showing up here tonight do not know what's going on with the high school construction, and I find it very interesting that we're coming in and asking for $7 million more right at this time. We've got a high school that, as of the last school board meeting, does not have a guaranteed maximum price on it yet. I'm hoping that is going to change tonight with the update, but so far we don't have a price on this high school we're building. And a couple months ago at the school board meeting, the school board vowed that they would not raise taxes for the high school, and they would not be over budget, and they would not go back to the public for extra money for this high school. My question to the board tonight is, I'm all for teachers' salaries and benefits, and I think a lot of teachers in this room know that about me. But this other money that is just kind of floating out there, that's what I would like to see on the website as well. This allocation that you just talked about textbooks, I mean, you're asking us for, you know, $7 million, and you're your way of describing where the money's going to go is we're going to get some new textbooks. I mean, to me, you know, if my kid wanted $500, I'd be asking where that money's going. What are you going to buy with that? And I think these taxpayers deserve to see this broken down in on a spreadsheet and say, this is how much we're spending on textbooks. These are the textbooks we're buying for this math class or this music class or wherever it's going to go. And my other question to the school board tonight is, are you vowing that none of this money that you are asking for tonight is going to finish the high school construction that is over budget right now? Thank you.
My name is Todd Johnson, and I live at 30 East, 3000 South. I'm a teacher at Wasatch High School, and I'm also a specialist in the science field for the school district. And I would like to compliment the Board of Education for their decision to maintain the current tax rates that go towards public education within our county. I would like to speak for just a moment on some of the things that we have been doing and plan to do with the increased revenue, some of which has been given towards educator professional development. With improved facilities, we also recognize the need and responsibility that we have to step up and improve the quality of education within our county. This past year, we have sought after the best research and the best examples of the best schools within the United States of America. We've looked outside of our state and have visited one of these schools and have researched how we might implement some of their practices within our district. We have sought policies that would allow us as teachers to collaborate with each other and consider and assess individual students within our district. We have goals that we can educate every single student within Wasatch County and have ambitions of implementing those programs within our schools. We seek to work together at all levels, both horizontally and vertically. Vertically meaning that within the science department, educators from the fourth grade through the 12th grade would have the opportunity to collaborate and improve methods. Horizontally would be working with teachers within their departments so that we can collaborate on students that we cooperate in educating. We are currently affiliating with researchers for Brigham Young University and seeking their advice as well as their research and their studies concerning how well we're implementing these programs. We're looking at assessing individual standards and objectives within the district to make sure that every student can become proficient on every single standard and objective that we teach. We're considering the way we assess and recognize that sometimes we simply just don't present information the way in which each student can learn. We seek to improve in each of these areas. With this professional development, with these professional development goals, there will be a need for the funding that has been proposed tonight. I realize that the value of education, well, different people have different opinions. However, it's of my opinion that we would have the best education system possible within our school district, and therefore I compliment and express my thanks to the Board of Education for maintaining the current tax rate for education. Thank you.